You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. Should mountain lions be protected as endangered? Next month, the state's Fish and Game Commission is expected to decide whether mountain lions are to be protected under the California Endangered Species Act. Reporting for KCBX News, Michael Barros has more.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is vocal in his passion for protecting the big cats, specifically the populations in Southern and Central California. But it's a contentious issue, as mountain lions often kill livestock on ranches.
My name is Kirk Wilbur. I'm the Vice President of Government Affairs at the California Cattlemen's Association.
Wilbur says mountain lions have a significant effect on ranchers financially. He says generally ranchers don't want the big cats protected, and he hopes the commission considers that.
Any particular ranch can have multiple depredations by mountain lions. I spoke to a woman in Riverside County last week who in 2014 to 2016 had 22 livestock losses, she believes, due to two specific mountain lions.
But this issue is personal to Newsom. 30 years ago, his dad, William Newsom, backed Proposition 117. That law, passed by voters in 1990, ended sport hunting of mountain lions in California. The Sacramento Bee has reported around 100 lions are killed each year in connection with deaths of livestock. This is four times the amount that were killed prior to the sport hunting ban. While Prop 117 banned lion sport hunting, a provision of the law created what's called the depredation permit system. That means people can get a permit to kill a lion if they were able to prove the animal was in turn killing livestock.
We believe that if they were to list the animal as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, which would prohibit any take, that would be an explicit conflict with Proposition 117 that provides for that exact kind of take. So we believe that it is actually illegal for them to do this under Proposition 117, as passed by the voters in 1990.
My name is J.P. Rose. My title is staff attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity.
Last June, the center submitted a petition to the State Fish and Game Commission to list the lions as endangered species. That would mean nobody could kill the animals, permit or no permit.
They're being hemmed in by highways that have prevented them from maintaining genetic diversity. And they also are dying in car collisions and from super toxic rodenticides. So we at the Center for Biological Diversity are asking the state to protect these iconic predators using the California Endangered Species Act. And we're really encouraged that state officials recently recommended that our petition move forward.
Rose says there are non-lethal ways to deter mountain lions from preying on livestock, like loud radios, fencing, and dogs. And a three-strike policy was added to Prop 117 2 years ago. It requires people to attempt three non-lethal measures before applying for a depredation permit.
You know, we believe that killing mountain lions, especially imperiled mountain lions, to protect livestock is just not a good way to proceed and inconsistent with the California Endangered Species Act.
Rose says mountain lions are a keystone species, meaning they are critical to maintaining biodiversity in the state's ecosystems.
The loss of mountain lions in Southern California or the Central Coast could lead to degraded ecosystems and decreased biodiversity.
Recent studies suggest there's almost a 1 in 4 chance mountain lions in the Santa Monica and Santa Ana Mountains could become extinct within a decade. Reporting for KCBX News, I'm Michael Barros.
The California Fish and Game Commission is expected to take up the issue at its April 15th and 16th meeting in Sacramento. The public will have an opportunity to submit comment.